Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today the church is celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. My beloved, in today's gospel we heard how the Lord sent the disciples in the sea, and he himself went to pray after he had let go of the people, because he was preaching them. And he went to pray on the mountain, and he prayed there until the middle of the night. And in the middle of the night a storm came up and started to put the apostles with the ship into big trouble, and the Lord decided to come to save them. And he walked on top of the water, and when the disciples saw him on a distance walking on top of the waves, they thought it was some kind of a ghost or something, and then they started to even to scream, because he got scared. But the Lord said to them, don't be afraid, it is I. And then Peter, the apostle Peter, he was immediately said, well, if it is you, then let me walk towards you on top of the water. And the Lord said, go ahead and walk. And so can you imagine the scene there? The ship is being thrown one side to another with a big wave, and the Saint Peter is walking, getting out from the ship and starting to walk on top of the water, and he walks towards the Lord. But then all of a sudden fear takes hold of him, because he starts to pay attention to the storm. Instead of looking at the Lord, he started to pay attention to the storm, and immediately when the fear started to take over, he started to sink, and he cried out. He didn't lose his composure. He cried out then to the Lord, Lord, save me. And the Lord immediately came up to him and took him by the hand and brought him in to the ship. But he told him, oh, why did you have to have the lack of faith? And as soon as he walked into the ship, he had obviously ordered the storm to totally to cease, and there was a complete quiet. And of course the disciples and those who were in the boat, they have bowed down to the Lord and said, truly you are the Son of God, seeing that great miracles. My beloved, this is what we have to realize, that we have to be able to live out the storm of the life that we are having here on this earth. We have to pay attention to our Lord. We have to look at him, and we have to look at him. You say, but well, he is invisible, we can't see him. Yes, you can. You can see him in your heart. You can see him if you clean up your heart. If we clean up our heart, we can see the Lord. We can feel his presence. He is everywhere present and fills all things. And if we are keeping our eye on the Lord in our heart, then the storms, no troubles is ever going to get us down, and we are not going to be brought into deeper sins and start to then perish. And my beloved, we have to learn to have the beginning of wisdom, which is fear of God, the acknowledgement of his presence. He is everywhere present and fears all things. But then you have to also pay attention to today's epistle. In an epistle it said, the apostle said that you are a temple of the Lord, and woe unto those who would defile the temple of the Lord. And this is what we have to understand. We receive Holy Communion. The Lord is present in us, since he sustains our life. Without him there is no life. He is making his abode in our heart with his Father and the Holy Spirit. And if we defile ourselves, our body or our heart, and then of course we are heading down into the depths and away from of the Lord, because the Lord is not going to allow us to come into the heaven with him, and we won't be able to feel his presence in our heart. Let's work on it to develop that beginning of wisdom, the acknowledgement of God's presence. We are all the time, we are always walking in front of Him, should be walking in front of Him all the time, and seeing and feeling His presence and rejoicing in the fact that He loves us so that He has came and He died for us, so that to bring us into the kingdom of heaven, so that we'll be able to forever and ever to rejoice in His presence, and not only spiritually as we can do here on this earth, but even in a sense, and we will visualize Him actually. We'll see Him as He was here on earth, as He had transfigured Himself before the disciples. We will actually be able to see Him. The Mother of God, as you know, is always there and is always rooting for us and trying so much to plead all the time for our salvation, because she loves us. She has accepted us as being her children because we received the body and blood of the Lord, and she knows we're supposed to be the temples of God. And so, of course, she has a great love for us, and she wants us to be also in heaven so that we'll be able to see her not only through the icons, but to see her eye to eye in the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, let's pray harder to the Mother of God and ask her help so that we'll be able to finally get through to our heads that we absolutely need the Lord. We cannot survive in the storm of life without paying attention to the Lord, without having His support, without seeing Him. The minute we stray away from the Lord, the minute we don't feel the Lord's presence in our heart, the enemy becomes bolder, and then he starts to attack us and starts to bring us into all kinds of sins, to defile us, so that the Lord will feel that He doesn't want to make our body to be in His temple. My beloved, let's continue to pray more and more. Let's really keep our Lord in our heart and acknowledge His presence in everywhere, and be able to truly to rejoice in His presence, and knowing that while He is with us, no one can be against us. No one can conquer us. And we don't have to fear any kind of temptations or anybody, and any of these demons or any of the people that are working for the demons. No one can do any harm to us, because God is with us, and in case He allows us to befall to some trouble, whether it may be whatever trouble it may be, it is only for our benefit, so maybe that we can learn to humble ourselves more and to develop more love of the Lord, which is the love that He says is not only to love your neighbor, but also to love your enemies. And this is what only we can do. We can do that only with the help of the Lord's grace, only with the help of our Lord. Because we have to realize and know, when we stray away from the Lord, we become His enemies. When we defile His laws, when we do not obey Him, we becoming His enemies. And yet He loves us, and He came to save sinners, of whom I'm the chief. And this is the way you and I have to believe and think, and this way we will honor and love our Lord more and more. Amen.